This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Finley 1067, The Fan. Time to talk to our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. I think he's in New York. Joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Nate Diggity Dog, what's up, man? You were in the Bahamas, right?
I wouldn't mind this music being the permanent music, if we're being completely honest. That was fire.
That was good. That was Luda, right, Landy? I think that was Luda's Christmas song. How was the Bahamas?
Bahamas was beautiful. Poker didn't go well as tradition, but
you need to stop playing,
great.
Nate.
No.
I mean, every time you play, it don't go well for you. Have you not gotten the hint yet? You're not that good.
Yes, I have. But what do they say? You get knocked down 9 times, you get up 10 times, whatever that phrase is. Look, sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't. It's been trending, doesn't go well for the last couple years, but it'll turn around.
It'll turn around.
It's gonna turn around. You're gonna be broke.
I mean, but dude, what was that? 3-4 years ago, you were in first place in the big WSOP after like day two or something, right? Weren't you like the chip count leader at one point?
Yeah, a few years ago, I was the chip leader of the main event on day three. 2 years ago, I cashed the main event, finished 7-17th. I've done okay. It's just it hasn't gone well recently, but. When it does go well, B-Mitch, I hope. What do they say? I hope the apology is as loud as the criticism. So I'll be waiting.
Well, if you lose 100 times and go well 1 time, I'm not going to congratulate you because you're going to be down still.
Well, okay, fair point.
Just saying.
All it takes is big score. All it takes is one big score.
All right, man. Dude. Good luck,
Nate. Is the
I
new,
mean, I, if we want to compare
new
to football,
Floyd Mayweather.
You can be a bad GM. You hit on one pick, and you have a job for the next 15 years. So all I need is to hit on my one pick.
All right.
What are you doing for the holidays, Nate Dogg?
I'll be down there soon. I'll be down there in a couple of days going, to the usual spots. I'll be at the Wizards game on the 26th. I have to go see my Wiz when I'm in town.
I find that incredibly hard to believe.
I don't believe that at all.
The haters are out on Christmas. I don't know what's happening. I thought we were going to have a holly jolly fun little call talking about Sam Hartman, and now
what is it you want to talk about with Sam Hartman?
Well, he's not – but I'm glad you asked. People who think that he is on the practice squad because they're developing him into an NFL quarterback, their brain is on Mars. He is not on this team to be an NFL quarterback. He's on this team for the vibes. He's on this team because he's Jaden's best friend. He could be, a model for Abercrombie for all I care, but he's nice to Jaden and they get along, so they keep him on the practice squad. So anybody who thinks that he should be playing on Thursday is delusional. He's as far from being an NFL quarterback as I am, and I love the guy. I think he's a great guy. He seems extremely nice, extremely just like cool to be around, but he's not here to be developed. He's here just to hang out.
I think part of what you're saying is probably right, and I agree with you. To me, the people that are making this big stink about Hartman are kind of somewhere between naive and just like straight
don't
up
pay attention.
Engagement farming. Like just trying to generate clicks, or you know what I mean? Like, yeah. If you watched the preseason, there's a reason they kept Josh Johnson, who's 39 and been on the more teams in the NFL than anyone.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to just approach this.
Is that like honestly, the new, is that the new media today where let's just make up stuff instead of like just being honest about it? If people are honest about it, they understand what's going on. But like, I'm listening to people, and it annoys the hell out of me when I constantly hear people, oh, well, why are they not doing this? Well, you know the answer to it. Don't make it into a story.
And
it's not a story.
The thing is, no matter who is the practice squad quarterback, if you are resorting to starting your practice squad quarterback, you've already lost the season anyway. Like, not much good is going to happen regardless of who is, you know, on your practice squad. So you keep the guy who's a good locker room presence, who's a good glue guy, who gets along great with our potential franchise quarterback, and that's who you keep on the practice squad. There's no reason to act like he's anything other than exactly that.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Nate at Barstool Nate. Check out all his work, Barstool Sports.
And I got to say this, JP, real quick, I got to say this. This is what sucks about being 4-11 and the season being over. We're talking about practice squad quarterbacks and Jeff Driscoll and Josh Johnson. Like, this isn't what we were supposed to be talking about on December 23rd. We were supposed to be making plans to fly to the Super Bowl. It just sucks that this whole season is such a waste that this is what it boils down to, is Josh Johnson, Jeff Driscoll, or Sam Hartman, who should start? The answer is I should start. Like, that would be better for everybody if I was just getting sacked 15 times, my head was rolling off the field, because that would at least be way more interesting than talking about Jeff Driscoll or Sam Hartman.
Got a point there.
Dude, totally agree with you. So let me ask, are we at the point of the season? I'm going back to this because I do not believe you.
What's that?
If you're coming to town for the holidays, you're really going to go see The Wiz Friday night instead of going to the Commanders game on Thursday.
That's correct, yeah.
Are you actually going to see The Wiz Friday night?
No.
I love the Wizards, and when I'm in town, I try to see them every time I can, and I will be at the Wizards game at Capital One Arena on Friday. I don't know what's so hard to believe.
Go live and send us
a photo,
talk to you.
Send me a photo from there.
I will go live with my feet on the wood. That's a promise.
All right. So you got courtside.
You're going with someone that hooked them up.
Who's getting you courtside for Wiz Raptors?
You guys are just hitting on me right now.
He's going with Chris Russell.
Hey, I don't want to see either of you at the Wizards parade in 2028. When this whole thing pays off and the Wizards are at the top of the league and we're celebrating.
I'm a Wiz fan. I pay attention to the Wizards. When's the last time you went to a Wizards game? You always go to Caps games.
2 years ago.
Why aren't you coming down tonight for Rangers Caps?
I got stuff in New York.
He told you he loved the Wizards.
Yeah, and that too. I've been to plenty of Caps games this season. I've yet to see my beloved Wizards yet, so I'm cashing in on Friday for my Wiz.
I hope you have a blast. Maybe I'll join you.
You're not invited. No, you're a hater.
You don't think I can get a ticket to the Wiz game?
Not as good as mine.
Probably.
Show him, JP. JP could play if he wanted. He had the best 3-point average when he was in high school.
That's true. Facts.
Speaking of your
yeah.
He shot one and he made it.
Nice.
And he never shot another
There's
one.
Nobody that was better than me. That's all I'm saying. We're not talking minimum number of attempts. I'm just saying. I statistically, nobody was better than me, than my 3-point shooting percentage.
But they are you telling us you went 1-for-1? Is that what it was?
1-for-1, but you have to have 20 to be eligible, so he wasn't eligible.
Wait, JP, were you like the manager that they put in on senior night and everybody?
This was JV. Cheered? I could play JV. I did not make varsity.
That's all right.
I have the highest JV 3-point. You didn't even play hoops. You can't give me grief about only playing JV. There's no chance you played basketball.
Sounds like you took one more shot than I did.
No, I took plenty of shots, just won three. how you feeling about the Caps? Another little skid here.
Yeah, this team's
lost
really
two in a row.
Down.
I think they've lost four of their last five.
Yeah, it's five out of six, I believe. It's tough sledding. Ovi's had a very bad December after a really good November. And, 6 points in 10 games for Ovi. The team is kind of going as he's going, which isn't really what you want when, he's 40 years old. But I think that just speaks to how good and dialed in he is or can be. Ryan Leonard was really, really carrying this team. And then he was knocked out on, December 5th. And now it looks like he might play tonight, if not tonight, in the next couple of games. So it would be good to have him back. He was such a spark plug. He was really, really coming on strong. But, yeah, the Caps need some secondary scoring. They can't all, we've been saying this, can't really rely on Ovi for everything. And we saw it last year with Protas and McMichael really, really coming up. And this year, Chychrun is, he's scoring at an absurd pace for a defenseman. I still think this Caps team is great. I still think Logan Thompson's the best goalie in the league. Sometimes, you go on skids. We're still 19-12, second in the Metro. You'd prefer not to lose back-to-back to Detroit. Maybe it turns around tonight at home against the Rangers. The Rangers are god-awful once again. It makes me very happy to see. So, yeah, and Tom Wilson owns the New York Rangers. So I really like the Caps tonight. I like the over. I like the Caps in every single way.
What happened? The Rangers were good. I mean, wasn't it only 2 years ago where they were like the one seed and boat race the Caps in the first round of the playoffs?
Of professional sports, Jay.
Especially hockey.
Yeah.
But did the Rangers lose some players or what?
No, they're just pathetic. The Rangers are just always going to be the Rangers. They're just frauds. The worst franchise in professional sports history. It's just who they are.
Okay. That was pretty thorough. Circling back to the Burgundy and Gold.
Yeah.
It was Mitch Tischler actually earlier asked Cliff about the quarterback situation. He said it wouldn't be fair to Sam to throw him out there on a short week. I think there's some validity to that. I also think to your earlier point, like they just don't think Sam is probably ready to play NFL games.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yet. But what's more interesting maybe with Cliff, and as we go down the stretch here, this time last year he was one of the hottest possible coaching candidates. He wanted to stick around. He was still getting paid by the Cardinals head coaching money. What do you think happens with Cliff this offseason?
Yeah, it's a good question. Let me answer the first part. I find it annoying. That's the word I'm gonna use. That are, it went Jaden, Mariota, Johnson. We should not have a guy who's 39 years old taking a snap. You've got to look around the league and just find someone who you think you can develop into at least a backup role at quarterback. Like a Quinn Ewers down in Miami, now they're giving him snaps. And then you look at a guy like a Mason Rudolph, who, he's just been a backup forever. and he's, you know, they can depend on him. I don't want to have to depend on a 39-year-old to lead the team, and it's nothing.
But
against
to your earlier people. Point, dude, he when you by the time you get to your him,
you're not doing much anyway.
Yeah, it's just
like,
it, that's not
Mariota's just, been a good backup.
We saw a 44-year-old perform very, very respectfully last night.
That's crazy, by the way, how good he looked last night. It just, that was wild. He's just one of a kind, huh? But for as far as Cliff goes, he'll definitely get interviews. We know that. If he does not get a head coaching job, I'm happy to have him back once again, you know, with a healthy Jaden and, you know, hopefully knock on wood, a healthy Terry and, you know, a free agent class coming in, a new draft class coming in. I'm happy to have the consistency. Am I the biggest Cliff guy right now? Not at the moment. I'm not. I think he's been very inconsistent in his play calling. But, you know, it's a tough job, I understand. It's been a really tough job, especially this season with all the injuries and, you know, just the rotation at quarterback. So, yeah, I'm willing to give Cliff another year for sure if he gets passed over for a head coaching job. And, you know, I don't really know how else to look at it that way. I'm not trying to give him, like, the biggest bag in the world, you know, and match all sorts of offers to keep him if it ever boiled down to that. But I think he's good enough at the job that he's worth another year.
If Cliff's back, I think that's okay. I thought after the Minnesota game where he said I didn't have a good game, there's a lot I want back, was accurate. I don't put a lot of there's real questions, right? Like I understand and support running back by committee. I don't understand how they determine who that is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, and at what times and but in general, if Cliff's back, I'm cool with it. I wonder what job would be available, like he would want. I think Tampa's one I'm pretty interested in, what ends up happening down there. I do think they're going to bring in a new D coordinator because I don't think Quinn wants to be calling the defenses snap after snap. I don't know how that works. The other interesting part is NFL assistant coaching contracts – a lot of them are only 2 years. Some of them are three. But, like, I think we could see some coaching staff turnover this offseason anyway. And I think for Quinn and Peters, like, they got to kind of look at everything this offseason. Because to go from last year to this year, you got to reexamine what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, Dan Quinn needs to find his brain from last season and bring it into next season and delete his brain from this season. I think he has done such a bad head coaching job this season. And I thought I liked Dan Quinn. He is just, I don't know what words I can say on the radio. He has played without his, you know what, all season long. Everything that worked last year, he has not done this year. He's quit on the team and the game several times in very head-scratching situations. I don't like his answers in the press conferences about his rationale for quitting and punting and kicking field goals when he should be going for touchdowns. I just think he's just not been the coach that we saw last year whatsoever. And I get why players like him. He's a very likable players coach, but it's kind of falling flat with me right now. The rah-rah cheerleader, you know, all the gimmicks and all the catchphrases, they only work when you're good. And right now we're terrible, and he's still trying to talk to us like we're children. Like, we'll get him next. When he said, when he was mad about the Eagles going for two after he punted from midfield down 11, it's just like, you already quit on the team. What do you care what the Eagles do? You already quit, dude. You punted twice from midfield. I don't care if the Eagles score 100 now. You've already given up on the game. And then he talks in the press conference, we'll see them again in 2 weeks. Well, you just saw them 10 minutes ago, and you didn't do anything. So he's kind of just losing me with all this nonsense. But I still like him based on last season. I just need his coaching style from last season to carry into next season, and we just forget everything about this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's
– I don't know if he quit, no, Nate. I think that's a little harsh.
The first punt I took issue with – I actually asked him about that this week, about the punts in the second half. And the first punt I took issue with, the second one – And I think he was pretty honest. He's like, yeah, you know, that probably would have gone different if Marcus was still in the game. I think when you get to the third stringer and he's inserted in the middle of the game, your offensive options are pretty limited. But the first one, I think, was a legitimate one. Nate Dogg, enjoy the Wizards game, man. Happy holidays, look, brother. We got to run.
All right. Well, happy holidays to you guys. I'll see you at the Wiz game on Friday. I can't wait.
All right, bud. Go Wizards. See you, man.
Go Wiz. See you guys.
All right. When we come back, we got to talk Powerball. That's a lot of cash, B. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's B. Mitchell, JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
That's right. The Rood systems are the best in the business. They're whisper quiet. They're dependable. Whatever it is you're looking for, get a Rood system because your house will have the perfect balance of comfort and performance, efficient operations, even in extreme conditions. Plus, you could save a bunch of cash. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.